This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Governor Mike Kehoe, the 58th governor of the state of Missouri, is going to join us in the next hour here on 97.1 FM Talk. Dwayne Patterson, our friend from HotAir.com and the host of the Dwayne's World podcast at 525. We still have Cusimano coming up a little bit later this hour to talk some sports. The Blues had a good weekend. We have Mizzou, Illinois, SIUE in the NCAA tournament. We'll talk about all that coming up with Frank. Right now, we have Brad Young, chief legal analyst at 97.1 FM Talk, a partner with Harris, Dahl, Fisher, and Young. How are you this afternoon, Mr. Brad Young? Let's see if I can get the right thing up here. Testing,
yeah,
testing,
well,
testing.
Yeah, can
there
you hear
are.
Me now?
I can.
Can you hear me now?
All right, let's start.
Good.
Let's start with the important stuff. Mizzou as a number six seed against a pretty hot team from the Missouri Valley Conference in Drake. What does Brad Young say?
Brad Young says Mizzou probably a 10 to 15 point win. I mean, yeah, Drake has been hot lately, but if you look at when Mizzou has been on, which has not been the last few games, their offense is unstoppable. And their offensive rebounding has been incredibly high. So I do. I think it's not just a hometown prediction, but I do see see Mizzou.
I'm with you. That's what I say as well. All right, let's talk about some of the things that are going on here with Mahmoud Khalil. But also, they're trying to get rid of some of these other, you know, students that back terrorists. Here's Tom Homan.
People of this country mandated President Trump deal with the border crisis, deal with illegal immigration, and deal with illegal alien crime. And that's exactly what we did. We removed terrorists. That should be a celebration. We removed terrorists from this country. I stand by what the president did. I support 100%.
So, in Tom Homan's also kind of talking about how they do this.
How do you determine whether somebody is a gang member? What criteria do you use?
To various investigations. A lot of ways we do it, law enforcement central. I'm not going to share all that with you, but you know, whether through social media, through the activities. Through their criminal records here and abroad. So, you know, this was done in very. The review of this issue was at the highest level I've seen. And I think, again, I stand by everything we did this weekend. And I think the president keeping his promise to American people.
Now we have, Brad, a lot of people on the left in legacy.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Media very outraged that Tom Homan and the Trump administration are deporting migrants who aren't here legally and are also criminals outside of that because they've raped or beaten or maimed or something like that. But that's the side that they're falling on right now.
Well, I my take on this is probably going to be different from a lot of conservatives. And let me tell you why. I'm a free speech guy. And let's look at this. During the entire Occupy movement on our campuses recently, I was very much pro arresting them, not because of what they said, but because of the occupation of private property. It was based upon speech. It was based upon essentially the taking of private property and the preventing of other students, namely Jewish students, from going to classes and thereby denying them of their property right to attend classes if they paid their tuition. But in this instance, let me tell you why I fall on the side of Mahmoud Khalil. Because at this point, he is in this country as a green card person. He has a green card, meaning he is married to a U.S. citizen. And he's qualified for a green card, meaning he's in the queue, so to speak, to be processed for citizenship. When he was arrested, and this has been confirmed by Marco Rubio and other officials in the White House, he was arrested based upon what he said, not based upon what he did. Now, what he said was reprehensible. He was in favor of exterminating the Jews. He's in favor of Hamas. But there's no evidence that he actually did anything like organizing with terrorists, like plotting some violence against Israeli or Jewish students. So if he's being deported as a person with a green card who actually has status in this country as a green card holder, right now he's not been convicted of anything.
Yeah.
The only thing he's done is that he has said things that are reprehensible, that are racist, that are biased. But under our Constitution, the First Amendment doesn't apply just to U.S. citizens. It applies to everyone.
Okay.
And so if he's going to be deported based on what he said, I have a problem with that.
This is a tricky area, and I understand that. And let's talk a little bit where I think there might be differences here. And I should at least get it on the record as saying, and Brad, you and I have talked about this before, I've never been, for example, against flag burning. Just bear with me here, because while I think it's reprehensible, to your point, it is allowed under the First Amendment. And I have always been opposed to laws that would try to criminalize that because of the Constitution. But in this particular case, I do think it's different because of this Columbia University against, you know, apartheid group. Because this isn't a group that simply opposes war and occupation. It specifically endorses violence as the pathway to liberation. You had a year ago a student at Columbia University telling an audience that was watching him on Instagram, be grateful that I'm just not going out and murdering Zionists. So I understand free speech, but I think this crosses the line when you endorse violence. And that was an actual quote from CUAD. Violence is the only path forward. Mahmoud is a guy who endorses all of this. So this is a slippery slope, but where you have a difference is a green card holder that's only here because of those circumstances. There is no right to be here. I'm okay with booting him out.
Well, let me, and I'm not arguing on behalf of a terrorist, okay? I'm looking at this from a legal perspective. And if you go back to, I think it's 1968, Brandenburg versus Ohio, an individual was arrested for burning a cross, which is one of the most reprehensible things you can do. The Supreme Court said he could not be convicted of that because it wasn't directed at any specific individual, but blacks in general. And so that standard that's been set by the Supreme Court and upheld time and time and time again is that you can advocate violence generally, but you cannot advocate violence specifically. So, for example, if Mahmoud Khalil was advocating for the extermination of all Jews in the world, under the Constitution, that's okay. It's reprehensible. I have to keep giving those disclaimers, but
right.
I will. But legally, it's okay. Now, if he says, we want to exterminate the Feinbergs, and here is their address, That is different because it's specific, not general.
So now you have another case of a doctor. I don't know if you've heard Dr. Ashwa Alawiya, who's a Lebanese-born H-1B visa holder. She's a kidney transplant specialist. She is a professor at Brown University. She went to Lebanon, and she's now being detained when she flew back. And the reason was is because she told the Border Patrol agents that while visiting Lebanon, she attended the funeral of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah because she supported him. But here again, this is a tough situation, Brad, but I think you would agree that under the Constitution, probably just attending a funeral of someone that is reprehensible and supports violence does not qualify as something that could be, you know, cause for deporting someone. Now, look, I'd rather kick her ass out of the country, but I understand your points about the constitutional principles here. That's why these cases are tough.
They are tough. But listen, I like I said, I'm a free speech guy. And in when you're a free speech person, that means that it's not the content of the speech. So if he was out there advocating that terrorists should be killed, okay, no one would be talking about deporting him, right? Even if it was the exact same circumstances, if he said terrorists everywhere should be killed, okay, we're not going to deport him. But he says Israelis and Jews everywhere should be killed, and now we're going to deport him. That is making the deportation dependent on the content of the speech. And I have a real problem with that. Even when it's speech that I find disgusting and reprehensible, it's still protected. Because here's the thing. If we can allow the content of speech to be the basis for actions of the government, then the next time a progressive gets in the White House and they say, well, if you support the biblical view of heterosexual marriage, that's reprehensible and we're going to deport you. To me, again, that's the same type of situation, even though the obviously the circumstances are different, but we cannot take government action based upon the content of speech. That is a problem.
So do you on the situation with the doctor here, by the way, she's a Lebanese citizen. She has a visa here. She can support my opinion is she can really support whoever she wants. But I don't think we should be obligated to accept her if, you know, she supports terrorists, and being a doctor should be irrelevant to this. But on your point, I get it. I don't know where this actually manifests itself. The Supreme Court's going to have to make a decision here eventually, right?
Well, but let's look at it. And here's how we can play with the facts to see how situations are different. If the hospital where that doctor works says, we are not going to allow her to be a surgeon on staff here because she holds racist beliefs, that's a private company, the hospital. They can do that. They're not the government. So if they want to say, we don't want her, and then she loses her job, and then if she's unemployed, she no longer qualifies for having a visa, I have no problem with that chain of events. But if we go back to Mahmoud Khalil, at this point, he hasn't been convicted of any crime whatsoever. And if he's convicted of a crime, and then we send him and deport him because he's now a convicted criminal, I'm cool with that too. But right now, if we're going to deport him based only on what he said, then to me, that's a problem.
But why should he be afforded, as someone who is a green card holder, you know, the same treatment that someone who's not a green card holder should have here with due process?
Good point. Because if you're a green card holder at every stage of the visa process, you gain more and more rights with the culmination of being a citizen. A green card holder is one step away from being a U.S. citizen. And so you go through a process of being, you're here on a tourist visa. Okay. You have no rights whatsoever. You're here on a work visa. You have a greater level of rights. And when you have a green card, because he's employed here and he's also married to a U.S. citizen, that's the next step behind or below being a U.S. citizen. So at every level, you gain more rights as a citizen when you go through that chain. And and just being deported without being convicted for any crime, yeah, to me, that violates the First Amendment.
All right, we're going to see where this actually takes us. They're testing things. There's no doubt about that, Brad, right? You would admit that.
Oh,
they're pushing the
limits
here.
You know what? A lot of times, I settled a case last week, and I offered them next to nothing on a case because I represented the defendant, and we eventually settled in the middle. And the point being is there's no problem staking out positions. But at the end of the day, the courts here are going to rule in favor of Mahmoud Khalil. I'm like 97.2% sure of that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that, just legally. Thank you. Appreciate it, Brad. I hope you're right about Mizzou, too. We'll talk later on.
Counting on it.
All right. Frank Cusimano's coming up. Governor Kehoe after 5 o'clock.